Blog Talk Radio.
The government. It loves you and wants to keep you safe and well. It even wants to make paying taxes, fines, and court costs easier for you. How? Well, you'll need to meet your straw man. He was born the same day you were. He looks like you, has the same name, and lives in your house, but you never knew he existed. You will have even paid his parking ticket for taxes. The worst part? He's been dead from day one. From every birth certificate, a legal personality, or legal fiction, is created with the same name to confuse little old you into thinking it's you. So, there is a human you and a paper you, or as it's commonly known, a straw man. So when it seems like government officials, court clerks, or the police are speaking English, they aren't. They're speaking legalese, designed to make you agree to verbal and written contracts without even knowing about it, all spun from Black's Law Dictionary. For example, when the police say, "Do you understand?" you'll say, "Yes." What they are really saying is, "Do you stand under our authority?" Oops-a-daisy, you just created a verbal contract with them. Oh, you clever government. Did you know that whenever you register something, you are handing over title to the person you register it with? That's right. Whenever you register something with the government, they assume it belongs to them. Registered your car? Super! Now you are the registered keeper of your vehicle, and the government can crush it when you don't pay your, straw man's taxes. Expecting a new bundle of joy? Well then, you need to register your little darling with a birth certificate. Then they can start the process all over again and create a new straw man for your little one. Isn't that great? So when Junior grows up, he'll be able to generate revenue just like you have. When you notify on your baby by signing the birth certificate, your child becomes a ward of state. And if the government doesn't like what you're doing, they'll assume it's okay to take the child away or make new rules for things they don't like. Not enough school? Smacking your child? Shouting too loudly? Then it's off to social services for the little one. When you get a bill, it's sent to you but belongs to your straw man, not you. That's why bills, fines, and summons start with Mr., Mrs., or Ms. Sometimes you'll see your surname in capitals, just like on a gravestone. That's because your straw man is dead and just a silly piece of paper, created before you could comprehend or even consent to it. When you go to court, you represent your straw man, so you, the human, take on any costs, fees, taxes, and fines involved for the straw man. The human you doesn't even need to pay them, but you made a contract with the court by appearing on behalf of your legal personality or straw man, just like the government knew you would. Confused? Well, don't worry. The government doesn't want you to know anyway. If you knew, you'd stop paying things like council tax and parking tickets. Because when you go to court, you are representing your straw man. You are you, alive and made of flesh and blood. Your straw man, or legal personality, is a piece of paper created from your birth certificate. And you think it's you. What a silly billy.
This is a certified true copy of my live statement of birth. You can get this by applying for it at the Registrar General. They'll give it to you. And it's very interesting because this is where it all began. This is the foundation document. All identification is generated from this document. And so if the foundation document is no good, anything that's made from it is no good. That means driver's licenses, health cards, everything. Now what they did here, this is exactly what he meant when he said, soon every American will be required to register their biological property. Now, your parents didn't realize what they were doing when they filled this out, and these didn't exist before 1933. Birth records were recorded in scripture, and these only came into being in 1933 when they hatched this plan. They created a corporate fiction with a name just like yours. In doing this, they registered and monetized the spirit and soul of a living being. This denotes ownership. And when your parents were tricked into filling this out, they allowed your spirit and your soul to be monetized. And futures were sold on you.
Spirit and soul.
Now, this is my birth certificate. This is actually a share.
See this red number?
This A, I'm born in Canada. This is a Class A share. Now, this is called a CUSIP number. And all securities require a CUSIP number. And that's what this is. And you are held as collateral to secure the debt, which our government owes to international bankers. So you and me and all these people here are actually collateral. And we don't even own our lives. We are chattel. And we believe we're free. I made an application to the Registrar General, and I got my original social insurance application. Now, before they sent it to me, they put a little piece of paper over this before they photocopied it, because my friend has his, and they didn't block this out, and when you hold it up, you see Bank of Canada. It is said that the best slaves are the ones who don't know that they're enslaved, and we all have invisible chains on us, and we don't know it.
What truth? That you are a slave here. Like everyone else, you were born into bondage, born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind.
We're talking about big bucks. We're not talking about hundreds of millions or even hundreds of billions now. We're talking about trillions of dollars. The obligation is immeasurable. Nobody can measure it.
This door's wide open now. It's going to happen, whether you like it or not.
Do you notice that they have the same amount of ink on them? Do you notice that they're made out of the same virtually worthless stuff? It's paper. Did you get it? It's paper. When we create money, we have created an instrument of value that has no value of its own. And it's just as expensive or inexpensive to print the 20 as it is to print the 1. And in January of 1913, in December of 1913, he signed the Federal Reserve Act, bringing the Federal Reserve system into place in America, and did what Thomas Jefferson said must never happen. He took the control of the money away from the people by taking it away from the Congress and gave it to a group of private individuals who have to pay taxes on the money they loan the government.
Breaks my heart. They ain't believing us.
We the best music.
They play themselves. Why you hating and being jealous? You could be over here embracing that love, more blessings, more life. God did. You either win with us or you watch us win.
DJ Khaled.
Think what is style. Ooh. But look at us now. Oh. They count us out.
Time to say a prayer.
They didn't think that we would make up. They didn't
think we bow our heads.
Oh, but I know God is not. Oh, yes, He is.
They just praying that I crash. Cause those guys, they don't wanna see you last. That Jacob $3 million above your tax. A tub full of money, I still can't relax. God spinning, Lord forgive me, I'm a sinner. Conquer, divide niggas, wrong side of the petition, only divine winning. Better listen when I tell you how I put time in it. Please forgive me, God did. So leave me in the dark, swimming with the sharks. Dope boy, big calm, still the biggest boss. Got a kilo on the plate, send him on the freight. Or oh, I could go and buy a bank, I know my money's safe.
They count in the south. They didn't think that we would make it up. They didn't believe in us. Oh, but I know God is not. Oh, yes, he did. Judges, I say that for Britney. They smell blood like a shark, they start acting fishy. Well, I'ma have to act a ass and they gon' have to kiss me. Please don't hate me just to hate me. Before they overrate me, they gon' underestimate me. Funeral and wake me, bury me and excavate me. But I'm so cultivating, everybody replicate me. Nigga, face facts, dreadlocks, face tats, I'm the apex. I made the culture with a twin, every day fact. I fucked the world and what I did, I practiced safe sex. I prayed more and said less, God did the rest.
They count in the south. They didn't think that we would make it up. They didn't.
It breaks my heart.
Oh, but I know God.
Where we at, goo?
Yes, he did.
Where we at, goo? Please Lord forgive me for what the stove did. Nobody touched the billy until Hope did. How many billionaires can come from Hope crib? I count three, me, A, and Ree. Bronze and rock boy, so four technically. I left the dope game with my record clean. I turned the cocaine into champagne. I cleaned up La Madina with the same soap. Me and Loro talk about how we slang dope. Now the weed is thought, can you believe this top? I put my hustle on the floor, can you believe this guy? Then we said fuck it, took the dope public. Out the mud, they gotta face you now, you can't make up this shit. Judging how you judge it, say we going corporate. Nah, we just corner boys with the corner office. I'm at the cap table, what the splits is? Not that cap table, boy, we live this. Breezy, what the business is? We pushing 50 like fitting all, the shit is all legitimate. E was down 10 for this. We just got his 10 back, then went back like where the interest is. M light up the O3. We let y'all do the Zazas, OG for the OGs. Some you niggas out of pocket talking exotic. You barely been at a Bahamas, that's another topic. Monogram in my pocket off the red carpet. You see the face I made that night, shit is that shocking. Ours was the great, we even be alive. Gotta be crazy to y'all, nigga, we surprised. Shit is too much how we grew up. Shit don't even feel real to us. OG sold to those you call kingpin. If those are drug lords, then who are we then? Hove is a real nigga's dream. My only goal to make a real nigga feel seen. Sometimes I make a fake nigga hate life. Never my intentions, consequences of my way of life. The way we used to play with life, I'm now careful with the senses. Them only jail bars of life. I never wanted to be the state's custodian. The laws are draconian. For those married to the life, it's holy matrimonian. Somehow I outfox every box to try to throw me in. With great ceremony in. Folk in them told me how Holly Caddy spoke of him. And bloking them from London, Harrow Road, Western End. I be speaking to the souls of men. Those of them willing to die for the existence that this cold world has chose for them. Kick the snow off a frozen Tim. Back and forth on his turnpike. Really took a toll on him. A lot of fallen soldiers on these roads of sin. For those who make the laws, I'ma always have smoke for them. I got lawyers like shooters. Working pro bono for him as a favor cause I thrown them limbs. In memory of T-Law, I pray none of your people die over jail phones again. All this pain from the outside inspired all this growth within. Some new planes getting broken in. Highest elevation of the self. They the fuck around and gave the bright niggas wealth. These ain't songs, these is hymns, cause I'm him. It's Psalm 151, it's the New Testament. Book of Hov. Jesus turned water to wine for Hov, it just took a stove. You never know how this shit could go. Me and Biggs probably got too big if they ain't booked that low. Hindsight is 2020. Though we's getting plenty money, looking back now the shit is funny. I just got a million off a sink, without risking a million years trying to get it out the sink. Whole bit. They say they don't know me internationally, niggas on the road dead. I see a lot of hovin' gigs. Me and me can never beef, I sweep that nigga from a whole bit. Hove dead. Next time we have a discussion, who the goat, you donkeys know this. Forgive me, that's some passion talking. Sometimes I feel like Farrakhan talking to Mike Wallace. I think y'all should keep quiet. Breaks my heart.
Thank God it's down. Ooh, whoa.
Come on, man. Come on.
But look at us now. They count us out. They didn't think that we were making up. They didn't believe in us. Oh, but I know God is in our
Dragio told me he been on some positive shit, yeah, yeah. Lately I just wanna show up and body some shit, yeah, yeah. Always been a little mathematician. Lately this cash I'm getting got me losing count of these bags. I've been moving too fast. Hard times don't last. Remember when cops are rats talking out my ass. Boy, you ain't shit but a bitch with a badge.
All my life they be trying to keep me down. All this time thought I'd make it out. No, no. No.
All my life.
They be trying to keep me down. I decided I had to finish, but the media called me a menace. I done sat with the mayor and politicians. I'm trying to change the image. You can't blame my past no more. I come from the trenches. Some said I'd never be a superstar, but I know I'm different. I'm the voice, but the system ain't give me a choice. Know some people that still undeployed. I know a felon who tryna get void. Child support, your only support. For a visit, I'm going through courts. Went to jail, they was chaining me up. And you know that I'm famous as fuck. See how you gon' joke about stimulus, but they really had came in the clutch. I know some kids wanna hurt themselves. Stop trying to take drugs, I refer to myself. Trying to better myself, trying to better my health, but
all my life,
all my life.
Trying to keep me down.
All this time,
all this time.
Never thought I'd make it out.
They couldn't take me.
No, no.
They couldn't take me.
No.
All my life.
All my life.
Down.
First generation ghetto nigga, cold world, hello niggas. Made it out of the city with my head on straight. Niggas keep shooting up the let out. Yo, enjoy the pill, gotta get out. Cause the
the shit that I spit out is a cheat code, like I'm facing a Rico, and how a nigga put a hit out. And another one, and another one. I got like 100 of them, about to lap niggas, so they think they ahead of me, but I'm really in front of them now. Some of them fumbling, they bad, fucking up the little crumbs that they had. A reminder to humble yourself, this shit could be gone in an instant. Me, I'm running long distance, all pistons firing. I've been stuck between maybe retiring and feeling like I'm just not hitting my prime. These days, seeing rappers be dying way before they even getting they shine. I never even heard a little buddy till somebody murder little buddy. Now I'm on the phone searching little buddy name, got a playing his tunes all day in my room. Thinking, damn, this shit wicked to get their names buzzing. Some niggas just gotta go lay in a tomb. And media thirsty for clicks. I got a new rule, if you ain't ever posted a rapper when he was alive, you can't post about him after he get hit. It's simple, it's the principle. On any tempo, I'm invincible. Don't even rap, I just vent to you. I'd rather that than an interview most days. Fuck them all like I'm going through a whole phase. Young niggas shoot out the whip like road rage. I pray all of my dogs stay so paid, and the only thing to kill them is old age.
All my life, they be trying to keep me down.
All this time,
never thought I'd make it out. No, no, no. All my life, they be trying to keep me down.
All my life, been grinding all my life. Stack the spice, hustle paid the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice. That's why all my life, I've been grinding all my life. Look, all my life, been grinding all my life. Stack the spice, hustle paid the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice. That's why all my life, I've been grinding all my life. Look, I'm married to this gang, that's who I made my wife. Said I'd die alone, I told that bitch she probably right. One thing that's for sure, not a stranger to this life. Got a safe that's full of Franklin and a shoulder full of stripes. I don't know a nigga like myself. I say self-made, meaning I design myself. County jail fade, you can pull my file yourself. Spot rage, swallow rocks, I'm getting high myself. Nah, damn right I like the life I built. I'm from West Side 60, shit I might got killed. Standing so tall they think I might got still. Legendary baller like Mike, like Will. 96 Impala, thug life on wheels. Up against the wall, squabble at Fox Hill. Like a motherfucking boss, ask me how I feel. Successful street nigga touching them first meals. Whoa. All my life, been grinding all my life. Stack the spice, hustle paid the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice. That's why all my life, I've been grinding all my life. All my life, been grinding all my life. Stack the spice, hustle paid the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice. That's why all my life, I've been grinding all my life. Look, I got everything I said I was gon' get on my kid. In addition to that fact, I went legit. I'm the shit now, according to the way that I'm positioned. In the biz, it look like I'm just gon' keep on getting rich. Ah, know them Westside RSCs is us. LAPD on my dick, I'ma squeeze and bust. If a rap nigga diss, switch cheese and fuck. All this rap money, nigga, look, I need too much. Money, loyalty, and love, in the dream we trust. You be switching up the players on your team too much. Tiny Copy, that's my loc, Young Supreme, what's up? And we travel around the world getting cream or what? Ain't you get off on whoever hustles seem to rush? Las Vegas strip pop, yeah, you creamed and pumped. After all that looking tough, all he seen was stunk. 50 Cent and Mayweather flee the scene with us. True story. All my life, been grinding all my life. Stack the spice, hustle paid the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice. That's why all my life, I've been grinding all my life. All my life, been grinding all my life. Hustle paid the price, wanna slice, got to roll the dice, that's why all my life, I've been grinding all my life, look.
Hood, rich,
never trust a bitch, nigga.
I don't fuck with these niggas cause they shady. These bitches, they just wanna have my baby. Born in the 80s, crack baby. Mama, she was in the street, so guess who raised me? You motherfucking right, couldn't get it from my mama, so I got it off the block. Been working my whole life, but I ain't never punched a clock. 9 years old, I seen a nigga get shot. Damn. Niggas quick to run they mouth when they get jammed. Pussy ass nigga, tell it on his own fam. Same nigga that you break your neck for. Be the same nigga that cross you out and wet you up. Supposed to be chasing money, but you chasing bitches. Real bosses don't talk, we just sit back and listen. Stack that paper up and then make boss moves. She like to argue, so I sent that bitch to law school.
Keep it real with your dog no matter what.
Preach. Same bitch decline, she love you, she'll set you up.
Preach. Out here in these streets, it ain't no such thing as love.
Preach. The only thing I trust is this pistol and these slugs.
Preach. Real nigga shit, only when I do speak.
If that nigga don't work, he'll fucking leak.
Preach. I ain't got shit for a nigga, ain't nothing in this motherfucking world free.
Preach. They got the motherfucking bass thumping.
Zay!
Y'all got the motherfucking trap jumping. Doors to the trap open, now I sell you something. Hell nah, don't ask, I ain't fronting nothing.
Hell nah.
I fucked your bitch and told her I'll see you around. Dog just skipped town with 200,000. Dog just pulled an 8 in a 2-liter pop. They say dog addicted to these streets just like his pop.
Damn.
Addicted to hustling, I can't stop.
Can't stop.
Won't stop.
Won't stop.
Can't stop.
Aye.
Never hear me complain about what I ain't got.
Nah.
Cause if I want it, I'ma go get it.
Aye.
Yeah. Aye. Free my nigga, yo, did it. Got paper rail tatted on your whole titty.
Empire.
Same nigga you getting high with, he really your enemy.
Damn.
Every day niggas cross their partners out for Benjamin.
Keep it real with your dog no matter what.
Preach. Same bitch decline, she love you, she'll set you up.
Preach. Out here in these streets, it ain't no such thing as love.
Preach. The only thing I trust is this pistol and these slugs.
Preach. Real nigga shit, only when I do speak.
If that nigga don't work, he'll fucking leak.
Preach. I ain't got shit for a nigga, ain't nothing in this motherfucking world free.
Preach.
Peace, y'all. Peace, peace, peace,
y'all. Peace, y'all.
My bad, y'all. What's good with y'all? My bad, I dropped, so I'm trying to make sure y'all can still hear me. Yeah, peace, y'all. My bad. Hopefully y'all can hear me. What's good out there? We unplugged on the chat. Peace out there in the chat. Peace on the call line. I had to take a little break, y'all. I'm going to take another one soon, too. I'm starting to feel very worn out. Totally amazed, but definitely worn out. So, yeah. I had to get away for a little bit, took a couple of days. Man, it's a heat wave like nobody else's business out there, y'all. Everywhere is hot, and I mean everywhere. But I had a little break, had a good time, took off with the fam, enjoyed ourselves. I didn't want to miss the show today, so I said, let me just jump back in. But what's popping with y'all? What's good? What's poppin'? What do I want to talk about today? I don't know. There's a lot of updates that I'm supposed to give. I'm still always fascinated by people. People fascinate me in the way that they move, the way that they do their thing. It's always funny to me. But I'm here, a little bit lethargic. Yeah, I know what it's like. Like, you need a break from the break, you know what I'm saying? So I just got back today. But because I missed on Tuesday, I wanted to make up for it today. So I'm here. I'm going to just jump right in. Because I haven't been able to really tackle anything like I wanted to. I started the show today with a little clip, and I don't know if y'all actually listen to the information that is there. Now, a lot of it is, I guess, information that's recycled in terms of you hear people say the same thing. But there's some truth to it, right? A lot of truth to it, actually. And you all have to be able to disseminate that for yourself, to break that down, for yourself to comprehend, to really fully grasp what it is. But it's dope, you know, to hear others express the same sentiments that you are probably drawing in terms of conclusions from your studies. But I wanted to really get into some of this historic stuff because when we're talking about history, you know, I don't know if we really understand what that really means. I'm going to look this up real quick. But we don't really know what it means, and it's constantly changing. The information is starting to kind of unravel. So you all need to make sure you do your due diligence. But I'm not going to take up too much time today. I'm going to just jump through some of these things with y'all. As I begin, we're going to take a quick look at what the term history means. In history right here, they said according to the 14th century, was a relation of incidents. And that's from French, like, story, chronicle, narrative of past events, account, tale, or story. Now, imagine that it doesn't say anything pertaining to facts. It doesn't acknowledge, you know, these so-called recordings to be truthful. So it says a learning or a knowing by inquiry, an account of one inquiry, knowledge, account, historical account, record, narrative. This is what history is, right? Be witness or expert, give testimony, see? Recount. Now, these terms that I kind of jumped over is how they kind of apply history. So when we're talking about the historian, you know, you're talking about somebody who is really a witness or someone who can recount or someone who finds out, someone who searches. Do research is a big term now. But at the end of the day, in the Middle English, it was not differentiated from story. The sense of narrative record of past events, the sense of probably is first attested late 15th century. The meaning, the recorded events of the past. Again, nothing is saying anything about factual. So this is when a lot of these terms came into recognition, so to speak. So it's dope that they're telling you that the term continues to evolve. So let's see, by the 1590s, the meaning a historical play or drama, right, was coined. The sense of systematic account without reference to time of a set of natural phenomena. So this is how the term just continues to evolve. To make history means being notably engaged in public events. This is in the 1800s. So from the late 1500s, it jumps all the way to 1880s when they coined this natural history concept. So what they consider to be natural history is county histories in the U.S. routinely included natural history chapters with lists of birds and fishes and illustrations of local slugs and freshwater clams. So nothing there really speaks to, for me personally, maybe y'all see something that I don't, but nothing there really speaks to it being factual. So, okay. I don't think they're going to be able to give us this. They want to change the term, and I'm not looking for them to change the term. So if you look up what the term history means, they don't seem to have any reference as it relates to history. They have a reference for legal history, right, which they consider to be history of the laws. But I'm not looking for that. So let's alter that and let's see. My bad, y'all. I'm going to pick up in a second. I just need to see what exactly they're saying. No reference whatsoever. So let me just pause right there for a second. Do y'all understand that there's nothing truthful about that? The stuff that y'all have been so-called absorbing, unless you're out here getting in the mud, so to speak, and participating in a lot of these activities, guess what? You're really clueless as to what's really going on. That's a good thing. Let me give y'all some history, because I know y'all are just kind of probably tired of my silly self, given the fact that I still haven't broken character, so to speak, right? I'm still just here. I'm still just taking in all this information. And I'm absorbing whatever it is that you all continue to throw at me. But let me tell you, I started off with that little show, the opening, and I was actually listening to it. It was resonating for me personally. And I thought it was interesting, the fact that it was actually resonating. So the reality is, okay, they're starting to move a little bit. Okay. So the reality is, what was resonating? The fact that not everything that they were purporting in that opening was correct. So unless you go back and you do your own investigation, you don't know what's really going on, so to speak. You really don't. You follow what I'm saying? Let me find something. I'm trying to find something I can. So I can listen to something. I need to pick up my energy, so to speak. Yeah. All right. So, good game, yo. I can't tell y'all how often I have to step back, because we think we know something and we really don't. But we really got to go look. We really got to go investigate. So today what I want to do is just give you a brief history of how for example, these colonies came into effect. Now, the information I'm looking at, I don't want to really jump into every single aspect of what's going on, but I wanted to give you all a foundation, right? And we're talking about colony days, so colony days. So give you some idea, we're talking about 1600, right? The 1600s, though. So I want to dive into one of these so-called historical records. This is what it comes to, y'all. It's the historical record. Peace out there. I see you. Yeah, I finally did this thing to open this thing up so y'all can have a little bit of access. But if y'all start annoying me, I'm out of there. But now I'm teasing. All right. So what I was saying, though, is honestly, I wanted to jump into the history so y'all can see that a lot of what you think you know, you really don't know. So I don't often like to just jump in and start sharing resources, so to speak, because I don't think people appreciate the level of effort that goes into it. And for a lot of you all, you just feel like you're entitled to these things. You know, if you're connected to somebody, you're supposed to get this. But it's all good. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to go over history. And I'm going to show you all that a lot of what you think you know, you don't know. So it says in this account of Massachusetts, I'll give you that, it's considered to be the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. And what they're doing is they're compiling the records. And I can't tell y'all how, boy, I'm going to read some of this stuff for y'all, but it's in our face, y'all. Y'all just haven't been looking at the information that you need to look at. So I'm going to bring it to your attention. If you look at the Commonwealth of Massachusetts in the middle of the 1600s, what you're going to realize is that the indigenous people are highlighted, right? They're everywhere in these accounts. At one point, I posted one of these things on IG. You know, seeing is believing, people. But I posted it on IG on our profile so you all can see for yourself exactly is our history and how they view us back then and how they continue to view us now. So I had looked this term up. I can't remember it, but I'll post a comment on it because I put it up there and I was asking people, come over and heal was the slogan of our people. And it's literally around what they depict as an Indian with the pine trees and the little backdrop. But if you go on the page, you'll see it. But it's some type of a Latin writing for the most part. But what's in English is come over and heal. Oh, God. This is our ancestors, people. So I want to go over what we had to go through. So if you go through this, in the middle of the 1800s, they decided to compile the history of the colonies and how things actually took place. Now, this might be boring to you, but you need to know these things. This is why I don't waver. I stand firm on everything. And I wish you can grasp these concepts. So I'm going to push the envelope a little bit because I don't do this often, but because I need to just get some of these things off my chest, I'm going to do that. What I'm referencing is the fact that the secretary during this particular period decided, because it was requested of them, to compile this information. So it says, in compliance, right, with legislature, which was passed, the second day of May last, which would have been 1852, authorizing the printing, listen, y'all, they're authorizing the printing of the first volumes of the General Court Record. Now, I get so annoyed when people, you know, really start to talk about the history of what they don't know. And what they don't know, they don't go out and they don't seek it out. They don't go out. They don't invest the time. They don't go out. They don't absorb the information. So let me be as clear as I can, right? And I'm going to try to, again, move as fast as I can. Y'all know me. I don't like doing this, so you got to bear with me. All right. But this is the General Court Record, and it says, I have this day appointed so-and-so of Boston to prepare said records for the press. Who's this for? For the press. Who's this for? For the press. And to take charge of the work to its completion. Before making this appointment, the undersigned consulted with those whose views upon undertaking of this kind are entitled to great respect, and it was the concurrent opinion of gentlemen particularly interested in historical and antiquarian pursuits. Now, I've made sure, and I didn't even read this stuff. I'm doing this on the air but I didn't read this stuff to know that they were going to mention history, obviously, but I'm saying this is a historical account. But notice that the term history, if you look it up, is not cemented in facts. There's nothing that says the accounts are factual. There's freaking nothing, right? So they're telling us it's a story. But whose story it is? It's his story. Who is his? I don't know. Whoever is drafting up the ship, they're telling it the way they want it to be painted, right? Remember, the United States controlled the printing press of the Western Hemisphere. They just sold one of them things a few years back. You get what I'm saying? Like, they control everything that we read, everything that we saw. How can you, you know what? Let me take this. So, that the above name is eminently qualified to execute the trust in a manner credible to the commonwealth. Now, listen to what they're saying. As historians, as they're collecting this information, they say this person is qualified to do what? Everything is trust, y'all. Every fucking thing is trust. If you got two people in some type of agreement, it's a fucking trust. I'm telling y'all, right? We're just of the mindset that it needs to be three. In any instance, they said that it's going to be done in a manner that is credible. What does that mean? But credible for who? Not the people. Credible for their commonwealth. All right. For many years, this doctor person has taken a deep interest, listen, in the preservation of our colonial records. Nobody's teaching y'all these things. I don't know why, but, you know, they like to spin stories. I heard the guy say on the video, on the recording that I played earlier for the start of the show, he said that birth certificates came into effect 1933. Are you fucking kidding me? Have y'all not gone and watched the videos? I put energy, effort, and time into these things so that you can have the correct information. What do you mean this shit came about 1933? No, 1933 was about money. That's all that was about. That was about wealth, prosperity. It has everything to do with taking away your ability to be free, because if you have to depend on somebody, like what they got y'all down to, women, single mothers, they got y'all all the way down to welfare checks, right? State is your daddy. No man can't be in the crib. Stop playing with me. All right, so this is what they do, y'all. This person wants to preserve their record, and in collecting a variety of materials, we don't know where the fucking materials come from, tending to illustrate and to perpetuate, excuse me, they broke up the word, and this is fucking old English, the early history of Massachusetts, the early history of Massachusetts. Now, when they got there, motherfuckers was already there. So whose history are we listening to? Whose story are we listening to? And this story is on account of these people. Come on, get with it, man. I'm trying to show y'all, right? So in collecting a variety of materials, we don't know where the fuck they got that from. We don't know who authorized that except for their trust, right? That's their grouping. So watch this. And he, being familiar with the peculiar styles of writing and language of the several secretaries who recorded the doings of the court. Now, what do they have records of? The fucking court. Their history was about fucking court. Y'all not hearing me, God. Pete Game, man. What do they say? Yeah, different styles. According to the secretaries who recorded the doings of the court at this early period. Peace out there, my G. Peace, bro. Respect as always. Appreciate you. And it says, and having also a good reputation both at home and abroad for the accuracy which marks all his researches in the Department of Literature, it gives me great pleasure to announce that his services have been secured in carrying out this interesting provision of legislative enactment. Oh, God. It's like they looked into the crystal ball and they said, what can we do to fuck their head up? We got to write about this shit. And we got to write about this shit from our perspective so everybody understand what we're talking about. So what I'm saying is y'all are so clueless. And I don't say that to put someone down. I'm saying you need to be aware. Like, why do you take it in a negative way as opposed to saying, you know what? You're right. I am lacking in this information or in this, you know, knowledge or whatever you want to call it. Let me go investigate. Let me go do this. You can, right? You can. But it's kind of like, you know, it's a little bit boring. You got to get in there. You got to get in there. So let me get in there for you. This is what we do. All right. It says, in executing the trust. Now, again, I done told y'all, every fucking thing is trust. This is the commitment that was made here where legislature dictated that they needed to do this. And what are these people talking about? Trust, y'all. Trust. Because what is these fucking colonies? Trust. Trust. I'm not going to jump around today because I don't want to confuse anybody. I'm going to stick to this little bit of history right here. That's all I'm going to try to do. So bear with me while I get this information to you. What's poppin'? Who hit me? All right, so let's see what it says. In executing the trust of editing the two oldest volumes of records. These are the two oldest volumes. Listen to me, y'all. It says we have, and this is for Massachusetts, we have been preserved more than two centuries in the archives of this commonwealth. So two centuries. What's a century? What's that? 100 years, right? All right? And they got two centuries of that motherfucker. So from the 1600s to now, which we're talking about mid-1600s to the mid-1800s, right? That's two centuries. Listen, they have the oldest record. Oh, God. So if you want to know the truth, just go read this shit for yourself in any instance. They said that it's archives of this commonwealth. Commonwealth. I got to go dig up that term, man, because these people here be having us thinking all types of shit. It has been an earnest endeavor. Somebody look up commonwealth and put the definition in the chat. It has been an earnest endeavor that the printed copies should be as nearly as practicable, reproduction of the ancient volume, so as nearly as possible, nearly. Again, this is not based on fucking facts. It's the perception, right? They want us to, their earnest, their eagerness, their passion for this, their actual want, desire, and every fucking thing is to ensure that the reproductions of these ancient records, right, are nearly 100% the record, and practicable as possible, meaning whatever they wanted to share, that's not going to take away from how they would be viewed and everything else. So would they go in here and talk about how they chopped off heads of everybody? I don't think so. Appreciate that, Commonwealth. Thank you. So y'all see what that is in the chat, so you can see that Yeah, I'm just coming back to the chat. People have been pissing me off. So I haven't opened it for such a long time. But this is why it's there, so we can be productive. All right, so y'all read that for yourselves. I'm going to continue. So it says, and also that their contents of great historical value. Listen, historical value. Now, we're not talking about historical facts. This is value in this shit. I told you they looked in the crystal ball and they said, we're going to get these people. Because if we indoctrinate you with what we want you to fucking perceive and the perception we want you to grow with, then you walk around like you do today. You call yourself African-American, black, and everything else under the sun, because white even, freaking Indian, all of this shit, right? Asian, whatever. Because you're just a part of their fucking corporation. You're indoctrinated. You don't know better. All right. So it continues. This is of great historical value. Should appear in a form easily accessible to all who may desire. I'm trying to tell y'all something. To examine them. This is not how they're trying to say it. Oh, this is for the people. This ain't for the fucking people. This is for them. This is a trust. Oh, my fucking God. And of such endurance as to be beyond. Beyond. It is hoped. The probability of prospective loss, right? Yeah, they know they're going to lose some of this fucking information. To those unacquainted with the old records of Massachusetts and with their present condition, a brief description of these venerable relics may not seem out of place in this connection, right? For people that don't know no better. And by all who feel an interest in their preservation, in the present printed form, it may be considered equally proper that a short account should be given of the manner in which the duty has been performed. The colony records, as they are commonly called, but which in strict phraseology should be designated the records of, listen to this shit, man, I'm giving y'all the fucking, boy, I don't even like doing that shit. People be abusing me, man. They be abusing me, like I don't know nothing. They said the colony records, which people commonly call them, in strict phraseology is incorrect, but it should be called the records. Listen to this shit. I can't fucking make this up. The record. Listen to this shit. I got to stall for a second. God damn, listen to this shit. The records. Listen, y'all. We're not talking about registration. We talk about motherfucking records. The records of the governor and company of the Massachusetts Bay in New England. Wait a fucking minute. The governor and the company, wait, y'all didn't know that they didn't so-called have presidents? They had governors as presidents? As presidents? And we're talking about the company of Massachusetts Bay in New England? That's the fucking title. Listen to me, y'all. God damn. You can't make this shit up. This shit is black and white. The records of the governor and company. We're talking about a business motherfucking structure. This is what y'all are indoctrinated in today. So when I say, yo, you know, you get a speeding ticket, that shit wasn't meant for you. You're using these codes and these motherfucking USCs and CFRs and UCCs and all this bullshit. I'm like, my nazi. You're not a part of that, yo. You willfully want to be a fucking 14th? You willfully want to, oh, you didn't know that this is how they fucking did it, so I'm going to show you because it's black and white. I told y'all I was going to pick up. I just been on a little break, right? Been away for a week. A little rusty. Energy flows like it's supposed to. It was great, though, because my fucking, I had no service out there, y'all. No fucking service. None. And I refused to jump on the Wi-Fi, so I just, my phone didn't ring. I was, man, rested, right? But still a little bit sluggish. So, Pete, this, you're talking about the records of the governor and company of Massachusetts Bay in New England. You don't know what that is, but it is preserved in 5 manuscript folio. And the first of these contains the record of the company previous to the removal of the letters patent. Wait a minute. The first of these contains the records of the company. Wait a minute. That shit didn't say the Commonwealth. That shit didn't say Massachusetts Bay. That shit didn't say none of what y'all want to say. That shit didn't say state. That motherfucker says in black and white, company with a capital C. Oh God, help me. And y'all be talking about y'all doing everything. You're fucking clueless. That's why the governor is the president of the fucking individual state. Did you know that? These are the ones that run the companies, y'all. Then they came up with an overarching company and switched up shit. PK, though, they're talking about this. The first of these contained the records of the company previous to the removal of the letters patent and the government to America on the conduct of Governor so-and-so, see, I already know the person's name, in 1630. And also the records of the same company commencing at the first court of assistance held in Charlestown on the 23rd of August, 18, all right? Not 18, 16, whatever. And ending with the minutes of the court held on the 10th of, again, middle of 1600. The first page of this volume supposed to be in the handwriting, oh God, of the secretary of the company. Y'all see that these people ain't saying Massachusetts. They not saying Massachusetts Bay. They not saying state. They keep saying the fucking company. They left this for us to be able to go back and see that they bamboozled the fuck out of everybody. Everybody. This is why I don't go crazy to try to go convince fucking people, because I'm just like, yo, if you're not seeing what I'm seeing, that's on you. If you want to see what I'm seeing, come over here. But then I got to do shit like this to put it back out in the public, because it's like, okay, nobody want to listen. You want to talk about birth certificates just came into fucking effect. Are you fucking kidding me? Niggas been living and dying for fucking centuries. You know what I'm saying? What are we talking about? Come on, man. They keep a record of these things. The secretary of the company. Now we got the governor, we got a secretary. You don't think that, you know, when I was in college, one of the things we had to, actually before college, meaning high school, you do student government, right? Student government was like, you know, the blueprint, if you will, for what these people do on this global scale or on this major scale or on this level in terms of the political scene, right? But we got our overstanding, we got our little introduction by going into parliamentary procedure, which, yes, it's not even American procedure. It's not Congress procedure. This is parliamentary procedure, how people vote, yays and nays. This is where it comes from. Who were the officers and what roles did they function in? You had a treasurer. You had a motherfucking secretary. You had, in these instances, because this is how they tricked us, they had president and vice, which is what? The federal structure. They don't have you looking at this shit like you're governor, you're secretary, you're this, right? They had a sergeant of arms. They had all these different roles, and you had to know how to maneuver. So then you have books on these things. You can go look that up, parliamentary procedure. You can find these templates, right? Or actual samples. But this is the shit I'm saying. You're part of a fucking company. The first secretary of the company that got his name, right? And this contained memorandums evidently relating to the early outfitting of vessels destined for this country. So they're talking about the actual ships or whatever that actually came over with these people. I'm going to get into some of this because I'm going to try to, you know, stick to this topic for a little bit because I'm just tired of y'all just missing the mark. All right? So it says, and which bear no date of the time when they were written. See? They have no date on them. So, again, how do we know these are historical records? We don't fucking know. We're just taking them as. Unfortunately, a few words of the writing at the commencement of this page have been lost by trimming the volume too closely in rebinding. So at the end of the fucking day, this is what I'm saying. Now, they got shit that's lost, that's omitted, and I'll pause right here just to talk about it. So I did what that little clip talked about. So I went and I requested some stuff for the straw man. And Buddy was saying, you know, he's from Canada. This is birth certificate. Here's a CUSIP number, which is a CUSIP, but he says CUSIP number. And he talked about a whole bunch of stuff. And he was like, look, man, I went to the Register General and I had them give me a copy of my stuff and they blocked out some shit. So I did the same fucking thing. I went to these people. I said, yo, give me anything you got. I did. I got proof of it. I was going to read it on the air, but I'm not doing that. Okay. But the proof was all my shit came back blotted out. Oh God! And you know what they had the nerve to say? The records keeper, so to speak, or the intermediary that I went through. They said you have 60 days to rebut, refute, challenge, da 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 da, anything. So I took a step back and I said, you know, now I got to go engage as this damn straw man. I don't know if I want to do that. But the reality is, when we send them these paperwork and they register them, and that's why I try to tell y'all, there's a difference between registration and recording. Like, and they're talking about recordings here, right? They're not talking about registration. I'm telling y'all, there's a difference. But we get tricked into thinking that because we went to the clerk, because we went to the county officers or whomever, because we have a court case and we say, put this on the record, that it was placed on the record. No, people, all we're doing is registering our property. You just didn't know your paperwork was property. All right, in any instance, they lost a whole bunch of shit. So they said the first portion of it is law containing probably the first part of the record of the proceedings of the general court, right? So this is all about court. This is the first fucking thing they did was set up a fucking court, y'all. Think of the company set up a fucking court. That's the first thing they did. The first thing. I'm going to set up a fucking court. That's the first thing that they fucking did. You follow what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, this is not my information. Again, just reading what these people are sharing with us. So let's continue. It says, the first 18 pages of what remains are very much worn and decayed, and for the most part, scarcely legible. So again, this history is fucking fucked up. They can't restore it. I'm going to skip through some of this because they can't restore it, right? So they go down. For the running titles at the top of the pages of the American portion of these records, in respect to common usage, the word, the record of the colony, have been adopted in contradiction to the European portion. So now they got two fucking records. They got a European record. And they got the motherfucking American record, generally known as the company's record. So for America, it's the records of the colony. For Europe, it's the company's record. Oh, my fucking God. I can't make this shit up. These two volumes, the two volumes, we only got one or a portion of one, as correctly remarked in a message to the legislator, from their great age, I'm not reading this 100% the way it's written because they're talking about getting back to the King of England and all this shit. So they're just saying His Excellency correctly remarked in a message to the legislature. So again, now we got the European people telling the legislature over here what to do because they're a company. All right? From their great age, their frequent inception and the coercion of the paper by the ink, which was used by the recording officers, are in such a state of dilapidation and decay as to be in many places totally illegible. So they're saying that the king is saying that you can't even read this shit. All right? So this shit is kind of hard to read, for real, for real. Besides, at least a copy I have, besides the decay condition of the paper, right, they're just going in. The first secretary was a very bad penman. Okay, so now they're saying that he can't write. And unfortunately, although he was engaged to act in his capacity of scribe for 1 year. So what is a secretary? A scribe. They just, the capacity of scribe. He was superseded in the office in about 9 weeks by someone else, who by a free election was chosen over him for the year ensuing. So this is where they start electing people. The last named gentleman who was remarkable for his fluent and legible style of writing acted as secretary of the company until the subsequent month of March, when the records appear in the handwriting of somebody else. So they go through it. All right, let me skip through because I want to read some of these interesting parts because I've scanned it. Let's see. They keep going. So they start to break down. That's all the introduction stuff. I'm just trying to just get through it. I'm not reading all of that. So now with the record, they got, first they start with their charter. Then they go into their charter's record. And then they go, actually, this is fucking dope. They're giving us the European version and they're giving us the American version. But there's some interesting things in here, and this is what I'm trying to tell y'all. This is where people fall into. So they got stuff with instructions from the governor and company, right? They got two of those. They got company letter to ministers. I'm going to just go through some of this. Let me see. Oh, don't start now. Don't start now. Don't start now. Please don't start now. The PDF is not being legible, y'all. Give me 1 second. Let me refresh it. Oh, come on, man. Okay, man. All right. I'm going to read it. So this is the charter of the colony of the Massachusetts Bay in New England. This is not to entertain y'all, y'all. This will just make you aware that we don't know what the fuck we're doing. All right, so here it comes. Charles, by the grace of God, Charles, King of England, King of Scotland, King of France, and King of Ireland, defender of the faith. Y'all, I can't make this shit up. It says, greetings. Whereas our most dear and royal father, King James, right? Talking about King James, 1600 Bible, right? Of blessed memory, because he's no longer there. And this is why we knew that there's a lot of things that happen, a lot of things that happen that is twisted and we don't know. In any instance, by His Highness, letters patent. So what is that? That's his seal, y'all. That's the first thing I was going to talk about today because that's just different. Nobody talks about that shit. You get what I'm saying? But everything in terms of the historical records, everybody had their seals. So what would that say? You need to go get your seal, right? And there's plenty of them that you can have. So I'm not going to get into that, but it's fucking necessary. That's all I can tell you. And I teach it in a way that it's applicable to what was supposed to be and what is, right? The reason why I love shows like, and I give you an example, Game of Thrones is a fucking example. You saw every family had their crest or their sigil, as they call it, their emblem, their mark, whatever the fuck you want to call it, right? When winter came for the Freys and all of this shit, right? The Freys had their symbol, right? The Targaryens or whatever the hell their names were, everybody had their different crests, their emblems, their marks, and we've deviated from that. Do you know that the so-called 13 hidden, and I say hidden, right, families are noted by their family fucking crest? Did you know that? Did you know that this is how people preserve? Let me not get into that. Fuck it. Let's just read what they have to say. Fuck it. Over here they say, this was enacted the third day of November, the 18th year of his reign. He's given and granted unto the council. This is a council now, established at Plymouth in the county of Devon, being ruling, ordering and governing of New England in America, New England, and to their successors and assigns forever. This is the trust. This is the fucking trust. That's fucking trust language. All you got to do is just read this shit. That's all you got to do. I'm not here to entertain y'all. I'm here to just deliver the fucking truth. Who's giving y'all this information? Who's breaking this shit down like that too? In any instance, all that part of America, lying and being in breath from 40 degrees of, and see how they do shit? Y'all be using that. You know what? Let me take it easy. 40 degrees latitude from the equinox, to 48 degrees latitude inclusively, and the length of and within all the breadth of force that there throughout the mainland from sea to sea. Man, this shit is the original charter, y'all, so I can't read this shit the way I want to because it's old fucking English. Together also with all the farm, I'm going to think, because it says farmland, soil, ground, havens, ports, rivers, waters, fishing, mines, minerals, as well royal mines of ground and silver, as other mines and minerals, precious stones, quarries, and all the singular other commodities, jurisdictions, royalties, privileges, franchises. Y'all not listening to me. This is them niggas charted. This is their trust. This is their trust agreement. You see, this is an express trust. This is just what the definition of a fucking express trust is. And this is from the mid-1600s, y'all. Because if you don't say it, guess what? These motherfuckers included jurisdiction, royalties, privileges, motherfucking franchises. I don't know what the fuck that is, because I don't know what that is. Both within the said tract of land upon the main and also within the islands and seas adjoining, right? Provided always that the said islands or any of the premises by the said letters patent intended and meant to be granted were not then actually possessed or inhabited by any other Christian prince or state. Now, see, this is why you want to read these things. Because what did they just say? We don't give a fuck who lives there. As long as the people that are living there aren't Christian or of the Christian state, as long, right? Nor within the bounds, limits, or territories of the southern colony, then before granted by our said dear father. So we know Virginia was one of the first places to get started, right? Isn't that how it goes? North Carolina. Where they meet Pocahontas? Is it Virginia or North Carolina? Whichever one. But this is what they're referring to. That was granted by their dear father. That's King James. To be planted by divers of his loving subjects in the south parts. Now, this is how we know it's trust. Because they say you don't have to say shit like this, but this is what they do. When they say shit like this, you know it's a fucking trust. Look how far this shit goes back. I'm looking at it in the 1600s. I'm teaching trust tonight, and I ain't even fucking playing on that. Look at this shit. But it says to have and to hold. Any fucking thing that says to have and to hold means it's a motherfucking trust. Yet there is no language that is distinct to a fucking trust. You can say it any which way you want. You don't even have to use those words. As long as you capture that I'm giving this shit to somebody to hold that shit for somebody else, that's all they fucking give a fuck about. That's it. To have and to hold. That's what trust is, right? To have and to hold. They gave America to some douche to say to have and to hold. And look, it continues. They said to have and to hold, possess and enjoy all and singular the aforesaid continent. You heard what I just said? They gave the continent, lands, territories, islands, hereditaments, precincts, seas, waters, fishes, with all and all manner of their commodities. It's theirs. Man, I can't make this shit up. Royalties, liberties, and profits that should from thenceforth arise from thence with all in singular their appearances and every part and parcel thereof unto the said council and their successors and assigned forever. They didn't say for tomorrow, just forever. To the sole and proper use, benefit, and behoof of them, the said council, their successors and assigned forever to be holden. They digging in, so y'all know the shit that's trust. To be holding of our said most dear and royal father, his heirs and successors. Who they talking about? That James guy, as of his manor of East Greenwich in the county of Kent, in free and common sockage, and not in to pipe nor by night service. I can't dig into too much of this shit. This shit is a hard fucking read. So they continue to talk about the trust stuff, right? I'm going to skip through because I'm not reading all this charter shit. They said to having to hold the said part of New England in America, which lies and extends and is abutted as aforesaid in every part and parcel thereof, right? So they keep going in, holding fee, patentees. So let's see. And further know ye that of our more especial grace, certain knowledge and mere moken we have given and granted, and by these present due for or heirs and successors give and grant unto the said sir, all these sirs, and it's a lot of them, and their successors and assigned all that part of New England. Now let me count out how many fucking people own New England. We got Sir Roswell. We got Sir Young. We got Sir Richard. No, Sir Southern Stall. Sir South Scott. Sir Humphrey. Sir Endicott. They got Johnson. Hey, if you name Johnson, you might go collect something. Hardware. Perry. Bellingham. Wright, Eaton, Vassal, Adams, Brown, more Brown, Vassal again. You can't tell me these ain't fucking family, but they own all of fucking New England. And they tell them, which lies in extent between a great river, they're commonly called Monomac. So that's what the river was called, Monomac River, alias Merrimack River, and a certain other river they're called Charles River, being in the bottom of a certain bay, they're commonly called Massachusetts Bay. This is where they get their terms from. I can't make this shit up. It's a long-ass charter. Let's get to it. I got a couple minutes. Oh, come on. Shit keeps freezing over here. It's a fucking long-ass read, too. So I go in and come back out just so I can, oh shit, I went too far. I just wanted to see the signing of all that shit so y'all can understand. And I believe this is, All right, so they end the charter, and that's the part I want to see. All right. So they talk about the whole fishing and everything. And then the funny thing is, in witness thereof, we have caused this our letters to be made patent. Right? This is what they're talking about. So this is their trust. Witness ourselves at Westminster the 4th day of March in the 4th year of our reign. Who's reigning? And what are they reigning on? And then it's signed. And then there's some shit that's all in Latin. All of it. Affixed to the above letters patent by party-colored strings of braille silk is the broad seal of Charles the First. Can't make this shit up. That's the letters patent. His motherfucking seal. And inscribed on the back of one of the four sheets of parchment on which the instrument is beautifully engrossed, the initial letters containing a well-executed representation of the king is the following. A perpetuity granted, so a perpetuity means forever, y'all. And that was given to Sir Roswell and others, like I was naming, of part of New England and America. And then it was signed. Dang. On this part, they go into the records of Massachusetts. But you know, I don't really give a shit about that. Let me go down to something I want to show y'all. What page was it? 459. Telling you, it's a long ass bit of information. And what I want to go into is the freaking. So the first governor, first general letter of the governor and deputy of New England. So he's the governor and deputy of New England Company for a plantation in Massachusetts Bay, to the governor and council for London's plantation in the Massachusetts Bay in New England. They said, this and the following letters in the handwriting of the secretary are evidently intended to be a portion of the records of the governor and company and are preserved in the oldest volume of records in the Suffolk Register of the clerk, right? The same volume in which they are found is undoubtedly the book of copies of letters, all right? So okay. Now they're going to cut me off. But in any instance, this says, loving friends, blah, blah, blah. I can't read this shit, but he's saying some shit about we salute you. This is some shit. I really can't read his letter. I can't. I thought I would be able to read that shit, but we is spelled with three E's and shit. Like, I'm not doing this to myself. I'm not doing this to myself. No, not doing that shit. Let me roll through. Give me a second. I'm skipping through all these letters. I want to see if I can get to the oath that you must take as a 14th Amendment just to prove a point. If the show cuts off, I'll cover this next Tuesday, but I'm going to see how long they let me write because I'm scrolling. It's like over 600 pages in this damn thing. And I definitely don't know it by heart. So if you bear with me, I'll share with you. Otherwise, I'll capture this on Tuesday, try to mark the page. All of these are freaking letters. What does it say below? General index. I don't want general index. All right. They won't let me show y'all, but I'm going to show y'all. Not bad. So what they do is they have what is called the freemen. And only freemen could actually participate in government and in the so-called continuation of this company. So for you to hold an office of trust, you needed to swear an oath. And it was called the Freeman Oath. And that's what I'm looking for to share with you. I've read it before, but I'm trying to find it in here so I can share it with you. And that's the shit that's confusing the shit out of me. Let me go back to the table of content real quick. My bad, y'all. I just want to read this to y'all so y'all can see it. I don't even know if y'all still there, if the show cut off, but I'm going to keep going. Cheers, my son. How's this shit so difficult tonight? This shit is just working the nerves out of me right now. Okay, damn. So they give me an index, which is that page, but I want, okay, so let me look here. That's what I'm looking for. So let me go to it. Oh, man. All right. So, man, that shit took so long. My bad, y'all. So in this, and I'll share this. I'll put this in the Telegram group chat so y'all can have access to this. But this is going to talk about the copies of oath pertaining to the New England Company, right? So the first person that took the oath was the governor, and we have their oath. We have the assistants. We have their oath. We have the treasurers. We have their oaths. The secretaries, we have their oaths. Now, they're all swearing to the King of England.
the kings, right? Everybody, all right? So they're taking an oath to the king. Oath of the governor, oath of the council. This is what I was looking for. So I'll cover this next week, but it says, this is the oath of a free man or of a man to be made free. Dang. I'll pause right there. We'll pick up next Tuesday. Peace, y'all.